Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:49 British Summer Time. Today is June 3rd. Well, the most important thing that happened in here today was that US manufacturing contracted at the fastest pace in at least 4 years. And that took a chunk out of equity markets in early trading. And then people started to realize that that probably meant that the tapering of QE probably isn't going to happen if the manufacturing sector is contracting at that type of pace. So Wall Street actually finished up on the day. But where the real negative impact was found was in the US dollar. And of course, the dollar has been really resurgent in the last number of weeks. And there's a short-term overbought condition evident for the dollar against a large number of currencies. And today we saw some quite large downward dynamics. So the Australian dollar, which has been really quite weak and was right at the lower side of a 2-year range, bounced rather emphatically in here today. It was up almost 2 full cents. And that's the first upward dynamic we've seen now in a number of weeks. And we've had consecutive weeks to the downside. So at least an unwind of the short-term oversold condition is underway there. We see something very similar in the South African rand, where the rand had fallen to the dollar had appreciated to more than 10 rand to the dollar, and also encountered resistance in here today. And it does look like the rand is going to strengthen somewhat from here and at least unwind the dollar's short-term overbought condition. But even if it pulls back, and it could shave almost 2 full rand off of the exchange rate and still only come back to the region of the 200-day moving average. And that really does help to illustrate just how much the dollar had strengthened in the last few months and just how much that overextension is relative to trend means. And with the dollar weakening, that also put some pressure on the yen. So the yen strengthened and is now below or is stronger than 100 yen to the US dollar. It's at 99.53 to the US dollar. It hasn't broken the progression of lower rally highs, but if the US dollar is going to weaken in here, then the yen is going to have to weaken even more than the US dollar in order for this downtrend to remain consistent. And that is very much up for question as to whether it's going to be able to do that, considering just how much the yen has weakened and the degree to which people have sort of relied on it and taken it on confidence that the yen's depreciation is very much just a given fact, that we could be in for a bit more volatility. That has had an impact on the Japanese market, and it was down by over 3% in here today, another 500 points off the Nikkei. And that's extending the reaction. And the banking sector was also quite weak in here. And really, the banking sector led on the upside, it led at the peak, and it's been leading in this decline. And until we start to see it moving to a position of outperformance, then we won't really have any kind of an indication that the corrective phase has run its course, or at least is close to it. The softness of the US dollar has been of benefit to the commodity complex. And I've done a review today of the continuous commodity index, and it is rather good news that having announced that they were no longer going to update the index, which dates from 1957 and is probably the most reliable, the most looked at, the most useful benchmark for the commodity complex generally. And they've actually presumably given way to a slew of complaints, not least from ourselves, and they are updating that index once more. And it will now update again in the chart library. So I did a review of the 17 commodities that make up the CCI index. And the general perception is that commodities have been really very weak, and there is no denying that the strength of the US dollar has been a headwind and is likely now to turn into a tailwind, at least as the dollar unwinds its short-term overbought condition. But when one looks at the individual performance of the respective commodities, then we get a more nuanced picture. And the grain and bean complex has been quite a bit firmer than some of the others. And the industrial metal complex isn't in the continuous commodity index. So nickel today was stronger by $360. And while off its peak of the day, that's one of the first upward dynamics we've seen in a number of months. And zinc continues to extend its rebound. And lead has also been resurgent in here. And they're all bouncing from the lower side of, in some cases, two-year bases. So they're not actually covered in the CCI index. The only one of those metals that is in the CCI is copper. And copper was stronger today by 4 cents, and it's back up to $3.33. Copper has rallied really rather impressively, and it's unwound its oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. And with a little bit more strength, it will start to push back above that moving average. The relative strength of the industrial metal complex has gone largely unremarked by a large number of commentators, not least because the industrial metal miners haven't really been setting the world alight, and some of them are really quite depressed. Now, if we start to see that the metal prices recover on anything like a sustained basis, then that is going to turn people's eyes back towards the industrial metal complex. And considering that we do have these rather extreme overbought conditions on a large number of consumer shares and healthcare shares, and while Fuller Money thinks that those sectors represent some of the best upside potential over the medium to long term, in the short term, there is the risk that we're going to have mean reversion. And that does look increasingly likely for anything that is really wildly overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. So there is the potential for rotation in here. Now, when we look at the European stock markets and Wall Street, Europe was a little bit weaker in here today and off its lows for the most part. The Swiss market was the weakest, and that was down over 2%. But the FTSE 100 was down 0.88%, and the CAC and DAX were down over 0.71%. We remain within this reaction and consolidation phase. And in the ASEAN region, we're seeing that some of the markets that were really quite overextended now have posted some of their largest reactions. And the Philippines, the Indonesia, and Thailand have been leading in this decline and do look like they are going to experience a mean reversion type reaction consolidation. We've had just probably one of the best starts to a year in living memory. And when we do have that kind of move, then the potential for some consolidation is really quite high, and that does look like what we're going to have. In the government bond markets, US Treasuries were a little bit firmer in here today, and the UK gilt was also a little bit firmer. And if we continue to see a rangy environment for stock markets generally, then we're likely to see something similar for government bonds. And that would suggest that yields are going to consolidate. And we've had this very impressive run-up in yields over the last couple of weeks, and US 10-year yields are still above 2%. And if they can consolidate here, then the chances of them pushing higher later in this year is really rather favorable. And that could still coincide with some removal of extraordinary monetary conditions. But in the meantime, the biggest development in here today was the US dollar. And it was a boon for just about all of the commodity complex, and not least gold, where gold was stronger today by $23, silver by 42 cents, and platinum by $35. And platinum is now back up towards $1,500, which is about the middle of its range. And gold continues to look like we're going to see an additional bounce from above the April lows. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.